Choosing the right sport has less to do with physical ability and more to do with how your brain processes competition and achievement. Research shows four core psychological factors determine which activities will naturally engage you: cognitive processing style, competitive focus, motivation source, and social preferences. These elements fundamentally shape athletic success in ways most beginner advice misses. Some people process competition through methodical analysis. They thrive on breaking down techniques and developing careful strategies. Others operate purely on instinct, performing best when they can react in the moment without overthinking. This key difference explains why a tactical thinker might excel at golf while struggling with fast-paced basketball, even though they're physically capable of both. Your competitive reference point creates another crucial distinction. Self-referenced athletes measure success against their own previous performances, finding deep satisfaction in personal bests, even if they don't win. Other referenced competitors need to beat opponents to feel accomplished. For them, a fourth-place finish with a personal record still feels like losing. This shapes which sports will maintain motivation long-term. The source of motivation divides athletes further. Intrinsically motivated individuals find the training itself rewarding, while extrinsically motivated athletes need external validation like rankings or recognition to maintain drive. This explains why some people can practice alone for hours, while others need structured competition to stay engaged. Neither approach is better, but matching your natural motivation style is essential. The social dimension completes this psychological profile. Independent athletes perform best with autonomy and self-direction, while collaborative types need group energy to access their peak performance. This isn't about being introverted or extroverted. It's about what training environment actually optimizes your performance. Looking at specific personality profiles illustrates how these factors combine. The anchor thinks tactically, measures against themselves, finds intrinsic reward in training, and thrives in groups. They excel in sports like volleyball or rowing, where they can develop technical skills methodically while engaging with team strategy. The daredevil is reactive, self-referenced, externally motivated, and independent. They flourish in sports like skateboarding or surfing that offer immediate stimulation and visible achievements. Traditional beginner advice often leads people astray by focusing solely on physical difficulty. Running gets recommended because it seems simple, but for someone who needs competitive interaction or group energy, solo running feels psychologically draining, regardless of physical ability. The learning curve paradox shows that a physically challenging sport that matches your psychology often feels easier than a simple sport that creates mental friction. For strategic planners, sports like golf, tennis, and archery provide the analytical depth and precise technique they crave. Reactive athletes find their flow in martial arts, surfing, and mountain biking, where split-second decisions and instinctive responses dominate. Team-oriented competitors thrive in basketball, soccer, and volleyball, where continuous collaboration drives engagement. Solo mastery seekers excel in rock climbing, running, and swimming, where personal progression takes center stage. The framework explains why some athletes successfully juggle multiple sports while others specialize. Multi-sport athletes often choose activities with different physical demands, but similar psychological structures, like a tactical, independent athlete excelling in both golf and rock climbing because both reward systematic analysis and solo mastery. Warning signs of psychological misalignment differ distinctly from normal beginner struggles. Physical fatigue after training feels satisfying, while cognitive drain from misalignment feels depleting. Sometimes the solution isn't switching sports entirely, but adjusting context, like an independent athlete finding joy in solo training rather than team practices. Starting with psychological alignment produces better long-term outcomes than starting with something physically simple but mentally jarring. The aligned sport feels engaging despite difficulty, creating sustainable motivation through the early incompetent phase. This foundation shapes your entire athletic identity, helping you understand which environments let your natural approach to competition flourish. The key insight is that sport selection isn't primarily about what your body can handle. It's about which environments let your natural competitive style, learning approach, motivation system, and social preferences work together instead of fighting against each other. Get that alignment right first, and physical development follows naturally. This explains why identical twins with similar physical abilities sometimes show completely different sport preferences and persistence. While their physical variables may be nearly identical, psychological alignment differs, creating totally different experiences of the same activity. Understanding your personal psychological profile helps avoid months wasted on mismatched activities. The goal isn't being locked into one personality match sport forever. Rather, starting from psychological alignment makes the beginner phase sustainable, allowing you to later expand with better self-knowledge. An anchor might start with volleyball because it perfectly matches their tactical, intrinsic, collaborative nature, then later try rock climbing to develop independent capacity. But that aligned foundation prevents the discouragement that comes from starting psychologically mismatched.